But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. That's from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Yet no need to double check your calendar. Today is not Thursday. Of course, today is Wednesday, March the 20th, 2013. It's Joey Kroll here with you. Mark Burns not at 100% today, so I'm filling in for him. He's a poor guy. He never gets a day off. Even when he's sick, he's still doing work. He's in his bed working from the bed off his laptop today, and so be praying for Mark as he's on his way to get back to being 100%. So be praying for Mark today throughout the day. But in the meantime, it is always an honor to be serving in this radio ministry whenever there's an opportunity. I'm trying to be the first one in line. I love being part of this radio ministry, and thank you so much for letting me be part of my favorite radio station, Great News Radio. So praise God for another opportunity to be spending some time here with you today. Now for tonight, our 7-year-old Hannah is having a recital at school tonight. So we have that going on this evening. Kind of looking forward to that. Of course, we'll be bringing out our camera, taking tons of photos like we normally do with our phones, our cameras, and so forth. So by the end of the night, I'm sure my wife will capture about 50 or 60 pictures. So yeah, so we have that going on tonight. And I'll tell you what, I'm so excited, so looking forward to this community Bible study that we're going to be starting off in about 3 weeks or so. Starting Thursday night, April the 11th, we're going to be doing a 12-week Bible study through the four Gospels entitled The Merged Gospels. It's going to be happening every other week, a biweekly Bible study, again, starting Thursday night, April the 11th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and that's going to be, of course, with Mark Burns and Pastor Jason, and it's going to be held at the Judah Christian School, of course, 908 North Prospect in Champaign, and we're starting that again Thursday night, April the 11th. There's a small fee to cover the cost of books and other materials, but if you want to get more information or to even register, just give us a call, 217-367-7777. This is just another great way for you to be equipped and increase your understanding and your relationship about and with the Lord by going through this Bible study, the Merged Gospels Bible Study. And you can get more information on that at greatnewsradio.org. I'll tell you what, a great devotion on tap for the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Going to be focusing on Jesus in the garden. It is going to be fantastic. We'll take a look at that right after the Crown Hymn King of Kings medley right here on this edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Thank you. Yes, to crown him King of Kings medley right here on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey in for Mark today, who's working from the bed today as he's not 100%, so be praying for him as he's resting and getting some work done at the same time, so be praying for him today. Well, it's kind of hard to believe we are, what is it now, a week and a half, I think it is? Yeah, a week and a half until Easter, Resurrection Sunday, the foundational holiday of our faith as believers in the Lord Jesus, getting ready for Easter. There was a text that I was studying the other week, was in Mark chapter 14. Verse 32, this is what it says. This is where Jesus was praying in the garden. Verse 32, they went to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, sit here while I'll pray. He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he said to them. Stay here and keep watch. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. What's more, he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of the sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. I was studying this text in Mark chapter 14, and just, you know, isn't it amazing how the Holy Spirit starts to reveal stuff to you as you're just reading the scriptures, and it's like, I read this scripture a million times, and I never saw it like that. Fantastic. Well, he told his disciples, perhaps as often had done, he told them to sit near the entrance and wait until I have prayed. And he selected Peter, James, and John to go along with him to pray. And Jesus noticed that he was becoming extremely distressed. He was becoming alarmed and troubled, had some anguish going on. It says, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he said to them. Jesus, knowing that this was his final hour before he was going to be betrayed or into the hands of the sinners, as he called them, the biggest struggle for him was being separated from the Father. He can't even bear to even think about being separated from his Heavenly Father, because he was going to be our sacrifice, because he got what we deserved. What did we deserve? Eternal damnation. To be separated eternally from our Heavenly Father. And it was overwhelming to Jesus to think about that. To be actually separated from His Father. You know, it's so funny that there are people today walking around want nothing to do with God. Nothing to do with God. And they have this wall between them and God because they built it there. Just like when you and I, before we met Christ, we built our own wall against God. I'm not talking to him. I mean, come on now. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm not going to go to church. And these people are separated from God and not knowing if they continue on that path to live their own life and not accept Christ and not apply the blood in his life, that they're going to be eternally separated. And they have no idea. They have no idea. And Jesus, as he was in the garden, became overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Couldn't even imagine being separated from his Heavenly Father, even if it was just 3 days. And people out there today, our friends and our family members who don't know Christ, have no idea. And here's Jesus in anguish because he is going to be separated from his Heavenly Father for 3 days. So friends, I think that's the calling to us as Christians and as believers and maybe church leaders, that we need to rekindle that spirit of reaching the lost, because they have no idea what they're missing out on and they have no idea the path that they're headed. Jesus said, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. And he told his disciples to stay here and keep watch. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed. If possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. How many times have we prayed prayers like that? You know, God, I don't want to go through this. I'm struggling here. Take this disease and sickness away from me. Take this person that's in my life. It's a thorn on my side. Take this person. I mean, we pray all the time. God, take it away from me. I don't want it. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to struggle with this. This is unpleasant. This is uncomfortable. This is out of my comfort zone. How many times have we prayed like that? I'm raising my hand right now. You see my hand raised? I mean, it's up high. I'm standing up. That I want to reach my hand up to the sky and say, that is me. I've prayed those prayers. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think there's nothing wrong with that. But when was the last time you said what Jesus said? Jesus said in verse 36 of Mark chapter 14, it says, yet not what I will, but what you will. In other words, God, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to struggle with this. But God, it's not what I want, it's what you want. When was the last time you actually prayed this? It's been a while for me. I'm kind of ashamed to say that. It's been a while. When was the last time you said, God, may it be what you want for my life, not what I want? When was the last time you prayed it? And when was the last time you actually meant it? You know, it's kind of funny that Jesus was in this garden in the Mount of Olives where they pressed the olives and so forth, this whole garden. And it's very funny that generations before, there was a couple in the garden who had to choose if they were going to do their will or God's will. Their names were Adam and Eve. They had the opportunity to choose. Okay, God, am I going to do what you want us to do, or are we going to do what we want to do? But unfortunately, they chose to do what they wanted to do their own will, so to speak. They had a decision to make, God's or their will. Obviously, they chose their will, which we call the fall of man. Flash forward to many generations later, here's Jesus in yet another garden, having to make a decision. Will he do his will, what his flesh wants him to do, or is he going to do what his heavenly Father wants to do? And friend, hallelujah, praise God. I say praise God that he chose to do the will of the Father. I mean, praise God. Because he could have said, I'm done. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I don't care. And like crossing his hands and all that. I'm not doing this. Folding his arms. But praise God. Jesus Christ made the decision to do what God wanted him to do. Despite of how his flesh felt. See, friends, sometimes a lot of people think, you know, the Christian life is just fantastic. You're going to get a Cadillac when you give your heart to Christ. And when you get baptized, you're going to have a $75,000 a year job. And I mean, that's all garbage. Sometimes we have to do stuff we don't want to do. But when we do, we're going to reap some blessing. Amen. See, God doesn't care about sacrifice. He cares about obedience. And Jesus showed obedience when he chose to take his cup and drink it. Yet not what I will, but what you will. Verse 37, then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. He found them sleeping a couple of times after he told them to watch and pray. They were sleeping. He woke them up a couple of times. Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray. So Peter and all the disciples were to pray, despite on how they were feeling. They were tired. They were tired. The Bible says their eyes were heavy. They were ready for sleepy town. They were ready for sleepy town. But Jesus still wanted them to pray, despite on how they felt. So how does that apply to us today? Friend, sometimes we get ourselves way too busy. Way too busy. We forget to pray. So in other words, what I take away from this passage is, you better be praying no matter how you feel. If you're tired, we still need to be in communication with God, regardless of how you feel. So friend, praise God that Jesus made the right decision in that garden. And did you know that we are in that garden each and every day, faced with the opportunity? Am I going to do your will, O God, or am I going to do my will? Friend, we are faced with that reality each and every day. The question is, what will you choose? God, what a great song. I Love You, Lord, the Maranatha Singers, right here on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It has been such an honor and a pleasure to spend some time here with you today on this Wednesday. Don't forget, coming up this Friday and Saturday, you're invited to the Refiner's Fire Women's Conference at the Living Word Family Church in St. Joseph, Friday and Saturday, beginning at 6 p.m. on Friday and 9 a.m. on Saturday. You can get more information by visiting livingwordfamily.org. That's livingwordfamily.org. Or you can just give the church a call at 217-469-7410. That's 217-469-7410. And of course, you can get more information on this and other announcements and events happening right here in our own backyard by taking a look at the event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I will see you again tomorrow for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. So until tomorrow, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.